Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. We have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and the views of our callers. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Dr. Thomas Levy on the line, and we're going to be talking about vitamin C. He's written extensively about this, has a number of articles on this, and the amazing, amazing thing that is available that really has a tremendous medicinal value is vitamin C. It's been known for a long period of time, and yet, isn't it amazing how anybody who talks about vitamin C, is sort of equated with, the people who believe in black helicopters, and certainly Linus Pauling was demeaned. And I know when I practiced medicine, we always sort of made jokes about Linus Pauling. But as I've gotten out of medicine and I've read some of the scientific studies, you find out the tremendous medical benefits of vitamin C. So without further ado, Dr. Levy, thank you so very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, why don't you tell us just a little bit about how you got interested in vitamin C and how, of course, beneficial it can be for so many various conditions, because it's not simply for one condition. It has an ability to affect so many things having to do with our health.
Well, in Colorado Springs about 10 years ago, plus or minus a year or so, I got to know Dr. Hal Huggins, who basically has been the most prominent dentist in leading the crusade against mercury fillings. And he invited me to come by his office and look at how things were going, and I did out of curiosity, and I was so amazed I never looked back. Probably the most amazing thing was how rapidly so many of his patients got better from getting their dental toxins taken out. But most specifically, I was amazed at how some extremely sick people would go through an enormous amount of dental work, extractions and cavities and fillings, you name it, the type of thing that normally puts somebody in bed for a week. In these same people, some of them even in a wheelchair, were so energetic by the end of the session that they were looking for a place in Colorado Springs to go chew on a piece of meat on their remaining teeth. And I said, wow, how can this be? And the one common denominator was Dr. Huggins always put his patients on intravenous vitamin C before, during, and after the dental work. So that really lit up my interest in vitamin C. I started doing a lot of reading and research. I started using a lot of it myself for quite a few years for a wide variety of conditions. And basically, at least on the along the line of infections and toxins, there were a few things adequately dosed vitamin C couldn't take care of.
All right, so you got interested in studying this, and of course I'm sure that the dentist was using this to counter the mercury toxicity of the vitamin C, and what people don't understand is that the mercury fillings we have in our mouth, and we all had them in there, they were put in, we called them silver fillings, but they weren't silver fillings, they were one of the most toxic substances known to man. Oh, we can't have, women eating fish because, of course, there's mercury in it, and oh my goodness, how dangerous the fish is, the mercury in the fish is, but why we can put it into your mouth. And then we wonder why Alzheimer's disease and so many other neurodevelopmental abnormalities are increasing. And what does that do to the newborn child whose mother has been venting mercury into their system all during their pregnancy? So, but what about this benefit that patients really felt so much better after they took the vitamin C?
Yes, yes, and as I later came to realize, it's simply due to the fact that...
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Thomas Levy, and of course Dr. Levy has been instrumental in writing a great deal about the use of vitamin C. He's been very inquisitive. He points out that really this has had tremendous beneficial effect on a multitude of diseases because it is one of the most powerful antioxidants known to man. And, of course, the real benefit you get from vitamin C is if you can get it intravenously. Of course, you can take a good deal in by mouth, but for very, very sick people, sometimes they really benefit from intravenous vitamin C. But is this accepted, intravenous vitamin C, accepted by the medical profession?
No, not really. I would say most of the medical profession to this point in time still doesn't even understand that it's an option. And many of the more closed-minded individuals, physicians, will say such outlandish things as never having dealt with vitamin C before that, oh my goodness, if you give 50 grams of vitamin C intravenously, you're going to kill the patient.
Well, of course, will you kill the patient? Isn't there a tremendous tolerance for this?
Vitamin C is probably singularly one of the safest nutrients there is. All of the prescription drugs cause vastly, vastly more morbidity and mortality. It's very arguable in the literature whether vitamin C has ever caused a single death.
Well, of course, you talk, in the material that you've written, really about the fact that we need vitamin C, and we really don't get enough ordinarily through our diet, because most animals actually create their own vitamin C. Do humans create their own vitamin C?
No, they don't. And that's a very good point. Most of the wild animals have a four enzyme sequence in their liver where they convert glucose into vitamin C.
But of course,
man has three of those enzymes but lacks the fourth one. And so he's unable to make vitamin C to respond to any infectious or toxic challenge, which wild animals can usually do very readily.
And, of course, I think it's only the fruit bat and guinea pig that do not make their own vitamin C, and, of course, human beings. And, of course, if you get your food in a pet store for guinea pigs, they're going to reinforce all that food with vitamin C for the guinea pigs, but we don't reinforce the food for human beings with vitamin C. I guess guinea pigs are really a lot more important than human beings.
I certainly suppose you could make an argument for that, yes, sir.
All right, well, we're going to just bring our other stations back on board here in just a few minutes. And Dr. Thomas Levy has written a book on vitamin C, and we'll be talking a lot more about that here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. Thomas Levy, who's written extensively about vitamin C, and he talks about having reviewed thousands of papers on this. How many papers are there out there in the scientific literature, peer-reviewed papers on using vitamin C therapeutically?
Well, probably well over 60,000 now since it was discovered in the mid-1930s.
And you've read an awful lot of those. I don't suppose you've read all of them, have you?
Not quite all of them, but I've read a lot of them, and I've viewed the abstracts were available on Medline on several thousand more.
And, of course, then you wrote a book about it. When did your book come out?
The book came out in 2002, and it's presently available at Amazon.com. It's Vitamin C, Infectious Diseases, and Toxins, Curing the Incurable.
Now, how does this work? Have you had any experience using this with, say, things like chronic fatigue syndrome or certainly Lyme disease, these diseases that plague literally millions of people here in America? Is this an adjunct to therapy?
Well, for chronic Lyme disease, it can certainly be viewed as an adjunct to therapy. Anybody with a chronic infection will metabolize their existing levels of vitamin C and other antioxidants. And even if the disease itself is not attacked, the patient will suffer from the secondary problems of having diminished antioxidant reserves to deal with other toxins and other infectious challenges. So vitamin C is always of use in infections of any kind. And in the acute infections, all of the infections I was able to study that came on acutely and were acute and viral in nature, vitamin C was able to cure. There may be some out there that vitamin C can can't cure, but if there are, they haven't been specifically addressed in the literature, so I can't comment on that one way or the other.
Well, because certainly the vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant, and why are antioxidants so important? I think a lot of people hear the phrase, but they don't understand what oxidation does to the cells and how antioxidants turn that process back.
Well, really, Dr. Albert St. George, who initially discovered vitamin C, put forth a very interesting hypothesis that pretty much stands up to most of the ways you plug the models into it, and that is that health is basically associated with a high oxygen flow, and disease is based on low oxygen, low electron exchange, and low electron flow. Well, vitamin C as an antioxidant is an electron donor, so it always contributes more electrons and increases electron flow. Toxins, on the other hand, toxins are electron robbers. They take electrons out of systems, and they cause oxidative damage. So vitamin C will directly neutralize most toxins that are present by directly contributing electrons to them. And if it's not capable of neutralizing the toxin directly, it will immediately help to reverse any damage that's done to the tissue, since the damage is mitigated by those tissues losing their electrons.
And so basically, why the vitamin C then will act as an antioxidant and actually help to replace the electrons that have been lost. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, pretty much so, yes, sir.
All right, fine. Now, of course, as far as disease is concerned, certainly we have an immune system that helps us fight the disease, but some diseases, even though we do everything possible with the way of antibiotics and other treatments, why the immune system doesn't seem to be able to deal with this, and sometimes we have overwhelming infections and people die. And, of course, we're always looking for a new antibiotic, a new miracle antibiotic, and we have a few of them around, but even some of those like vancomycin, increasingly people are becoming resistant to. Do you think that there's a place in medicine, along with the other traditional therapies, for large intravenous doses of vitamin C?
No question, and I would immediately hasten to add to what you just said there, is that patients and physicians, healthcare providers, should not feel that they need to make a choice of either or, vitamin C or this, vitamin C or that. Antibiotics are very useful, and vitamin C is synergistic with most of those antibiotics. It will increase antibody formation. It helps stimulate the formation of interferon. It basically works for the immune system in at least over 20 different manners, in which I documented from the literature in my book. So don't feel ever like you just have to reject completely mainstream medicine and just embrace vitamin C. Vitamin C will work very, very nicely with virtually any mainstream therapy you want to utilize.
Well, now, what about
somebody who wants to take large doses of intravenous C? Very often, under infectious diseases, that will take care of it by itself. But nobody and no physician has to feel like they have to abandon their other methods of dealing with disease. They can easily add vitamin C and get a very synergistic effect.
Well, now, what about the oral vitamin C? I mean, there's some people who actually take orally maybe 3,000 or 4,000 milligrams a day in divided doses. What about that? Can you get a fairly high blood level with oral vitamin C?
You can get a good blood level. You won't approach the blood levels with intravenous, but when you take gram doses of vitamin C on a daily basis, you provide yourself a great buffer zone against a wide variety of infectious diseases and toxins. There's even a new form of vitamin C recently available that's liposome encapsulated. And the liposome encapsulation assures almost a complete delivery of the vitamin C directly into the blood supply without ever causing any of the bowel tolerance or diarrhea effect that is seen in everybody when they take large enough doses of regular vitamin C orally. So this is something that people should keep in mind as well. There's a website that people can look at and physicians can look at, because I don't think there are many different forms of this vitamin C, and it's www.liveonlabs, LiveOnLabs.com.
All right, Live On Labs, is that Labs, L-A-B-S?
Yeah, L-I-V-O-N-L-A-B-S.
All right, fine. LiveOnLabs.com. And, of course, that's the one disadvantage to a very, very high dose of vitamin C is that some people will get with intense diarrhea. Now, when you talk about intravenous vitamin C, how much are you actually talking about?
Over. Well, depending on the size of the person and the acuteness of the illness, you're talking about anywhere from 50 grams to 300 grams intravenously.
All right, fine. So that's pretty high dose.
Yeah, well, it's, for example, with things like snake bite venom and toxin, where patients are very close to dying, they have a massive toxin load in their body. The only real way that I know of to reverse something like that is by getting a molecule-for-molecule level of vitamin C in the blood. And you're only going to accomplish this with the 150, 200, 300-gram ranges. Now, for other diseases, I've had the opportunity to treat two cases of West Nile virus in individuals that have been sick for a very long period of time, and just giving on the order of 50 to 75 grams a day for 3 days cured these two individuals completely.
Well, of course, that is can be such a devastating disease. What about, we had earlier talked about Lyme disease. Have you had any experience dealing with either Lyme disease or chronic fatigue with intravenous vitamin C?
Lyme disease, I had the opportunity to treat an acute case. That was a case where the patient was sick for 3 to 4 weeks, and 3 days of 100 to 150 grams a day was able to cure this individual, a young lady, in Pennsylvania. All the other cases of Lyme that I've treated are chronic Lyme disease, and I can't tell you that I've been able to cure any of those cases. The patients have done better. They've at least one case, the patient had elimination of what's called a Babesia co-infection. However, chronic Lyme disease, chronic, not acute, hepatitis C, AIDS, these are all diseases that appear to embed the virus into the immune cells, and the vitamin C does not have ready access to it. In my review of the literature, I was never able to find a virus where if you brought it in direct opposition to vitamin C, you were not able to kill or neutralize the virus. But there are a bunch of diseases as they progress from the acute to the chronic phase, where the virus in the infecting organism gets so deeply into the tissues, into the immune cells, actually incorporated sometimes into the RNA or the DNA, that the vitamin C or any other therapeutic substance has difficult time actually reaching the microorganism or the active nucleic acid of that microorganism.
And, of course, that's what happens with AIDS. It actually gets into the nucleus, and it becomes part of the RNA, and then it reduplicates DNA, and then, of course, because it is basically an RNA virus. So the virus becomes part of the genetic makeup of the cell itself, an incredible and truly a diabolical type of infection. Well, certainly, your book was written now. Are you currently in medical practice, or what do you do?
I'm pretty much retired from active medical practice and pretty much limiting myself now to research and writing, going to different conferences, presenting information there. I'm about to release another book that I believe will clearly document that the primary reason for all atherosclerotic heart disease is a vitamin C deficiency in the endothelial wall of the blood vessels in the heart.
And of course,
I'll have the scientific evidence to support that.
Now, of course, the thing is that basically it is the problem with the wall of the artery that leads to the formation of a blood clot there and then the deposition of the cholesterol. But you're saying that it's not primarily the cholesterol. It is the problem with the arterial wall. Is that related to chronic infection?
Yeah, the cholesterol is a secondary phenomenon that comes along and accelerates and propagates the atherosclerotic process. But I looked at 25 different of the most common risk factors known for coronary artery or atherosclerotic disease, and I believe it very clearly showed in the literature when you looked at the final common denominator, all of them had in common the fact that a vitamin C deficiency in the endothelial layer on the innermost lining of the arteries was the earliest identifiable initiating factor of atherosclerosis.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Thomas Levy.
Now, most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon, Dr. Thomas Levy, who's written a book on the importance of vitamin C. And one of the things you talked about was children with polio. Now, were these children with polio who had paralysis, or simply those with a stiff neck?
Of the patients that Dr. Frederick Klenner treated were infants in the middle of a polio epidemic in Reidsville, North Carolina in 1948. And in this setting, half of his patients he diagnosed with spinal tap, and the other were diagnosed by clinical findings, since, in fact, it was an epidemic, and infants were coming into the emergency room right and left with the same symptomatology. It was felt just inappropriate to treat them all through spinal tap. However, he went ahead and treated these infants with vitamin C and was able to effectively cure 60 out of 60 of these infants, 57 of them within 3 days, and three more required an additional 2 days. However, although it was not an extensive series like these 60 infants, Kranner had the opportunity later on to see a young girl, I believe something on the order of 7 to 8 years of age, who had contracted polio and had already had 4 days of flaccid paralysis, 4 days of a complete total loss of motor function. Well, this little gal took a little bit longer, a grand total of 2 weeks, but by using the vitamin C intravenously, Dr. Klenner was able to completely cure that little girl as well.
All right. Well, this, of course, is a long time ago, but certainly that doesn't mean that the findings certainly weren't valid. Polio is a terrible, terrible disease, and it's been a wonderful thing to see it eliminated. Because I, as an orthopedic surgeon, of course, I treated so many of the victims, and with these extensive paralysis, and whether it's the collapse in the back or the extremities, and just the motor paralysis, a devastating disease. Now, what is the name of your book?
The name of the book is Vitamin C, Infectious Diseases and Toxins, Curing the Incurable.
Vitamin C, Infectious Disease and Toxins. So that is available at Amazon.com?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. Now, what sort of a reaction did the medical profession give to your book? Was it really adopted at all, or even talked about in medical circles, or was it sort of something more written more or less for the public?
Well, it was written for the public and the open-minded physicians, and I say that because there's a huge number of physicians who simply refuse to even evaluate anything that does not come from certain traditional sources, certain journals, certain medical meetings, the ever-holy medical textbook, etc. So, however, there's also a large group of physicians that are actively out there looking for new information, trying to find ways to help their patients in any way possible. With this group of physicians, a large number of them in what's called the American Society for the Advancement of Medicine, ACAM, A-C-A-M, these physicians have been very, very open. And since the book has come out in 2002, I would say there's several hundred doctors across the country now giving intravenous vitamin C in their offices that didn't several years ago. So some progress has been made. It only takes a few physicians to affect a very, very large number of patients. So obviously I'd like to see the book have the opportunity to reach the mind of many more physicians, but they really barricade themselves with a wide variety of situations and walls by which they don't even let information reach them, much less read it.
But of course, the drug companies do have an agenda. In fact, there's a wonderful book written by the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. I would say that is the single most prestigious medical journal in the entire United States. Dr. Marcia Angel, a former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, still holds a position, a staff position at Harvard University, but she wrote a book, The Truth About the Drug Companies, and laid out the fact, the scams that the drug companies would put out, how they were really certainly the most profitable of all the corporations in the United States. They made $12 billion simply on Lipitor alone this last year. And of course, the last thing that drug companies want are alternatives to their expensive drugs. That's why they don't want you to buy their drugs in Canada, where you can get them for about a third the price. Oh, that's terrible. What a terrible thing to do, to buy the same drug, identical drug in Canada. Why we need the money for research, but the trouble is they spend more money on marketing and advertising than they spend on research. Most of the research, as Dr. Angel points out, is done by the INH with our own tax money. And then products are turned over to favored drug companies. Those have a full, close relationship with the NIH, where many of the doctors there own stock in the companies, and of course are getting compensated by the drug companies as they regulate healthcare in America.
wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea. Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. It's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Dr. Thomas Levy, and he's written a fascinating book about vitamin C. Our telephone number, if you'd like to give him a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And this is something that I think has been largely ignored by the medical profession. Certainly the importance of, the antioxidant vitamins. Of course, vitamin C is the prototype of that. All other animals produce their own vitamin C, other than the fruit bat and the guinea pig, and we're the only ones who don't produce it. That's why we need supplements. And of course, you can certainly prevent scurvy with low dose vitamin C, but you do not get the full prophylactic or protective element unless you have very, very high vitamin C. How much vitamin C should the average individual be taking, Dr. Levy?
Well, the average individual, I define the average individual as someone who has a relatively clean mouth free of root canals. Root canals are highly toxic entities, and people that have these would have to take much, much higher doses. But if your mouth is relatively clean, most people will do extremely well on something along the lines of 4 to 9 grams of vitamin C a day. Or even a lower dose, perhaps, of the liposome encapsulated vitamin C, since it's so completely delivered into the bloodstream.
All right, fine. So that's quite a bit of vitamin C. And unless you, of course, take some something specific, why a lot of people get certainly rather intense diarrhea with that sort of a dose, wouldn't they? Or do they have to build up to it?
Some people will if they take the regular vitamin C, and that was one of the reasons I brought up the liposomal form, because it's completely free of the bowel characteristics when you take a high dose of it.
All right, fine. Well, now, do you think that these ideas are taking hold on? My understanding is that there are an awful lot more people taking vitamin C than ever before, and of course we hear about how we're having less heart attacks than we were before, and they always want to attribute this to the statin drugs and lowering the cholesterol. But don't you think that probably if we look back in time, we see that about the time that the incidence of coronary artery disease began to perhaps mitigate somewhat was about the time Linus Pauling was beginning to talk about vitamin C, and more people without medical encouragement were beginning to take vitamin C on their own. Do you think there's any correlation?
Well, yes, I do, and I think there's an additional correlation insofar as the overall life expectancy of the North American has continued to go up over the last couple decades. And, of course, mainstream medicine is clamoring to just say it's due to their wonderful care and their advanced surgeries and you name it. But in point of fact, if you look in the supermarket, the regular supermarket, not the organic supermarket, you'll find that vitamin C is now being used as a preservative in a wide variety of different food products. And in so doing, statistically speaking, if the average American is taking 50, 7,500, 150 milligrams more of vitamin C on a daily basis, this is going to have a profound effect on overall longevity. It's not going to reduce tremendously the number of diseases that you encounter, but it's enough vitamin C to help you cope with those diseases for a longer period of time. So I actually think that inadvertently, really, we've started taking in substantially greater amounts of vitamin C over the last couple decades when you consider the fact that the supposed recommended daily allowance is a ridiculous 65 milligrams a day, a dose pretty much adequate to prevent scurvy, but not much more. Probably one of the main problems with vitamin C is it being called a vitamin. Although a very tiny dose will prevent the deficiency disease scurvy, and the definition of a vitamin being something that you need in relatively small amounts to prevent a deficiency disease, vitamin C has the other attribute of having a tremendous wide array of effects at extremely higher doses, or much higher doses than the recommended daily allowance anyway.
All right, well, of course, most people believe that there's a close correlation between the level of cholesterol in the blood and the incidence of coronary artery disease and heart attacks and death. This is what we're told over and over and over again. And yet, of course, my understanding is almost half of the people with coronary artery disease, cholesterol has absolutely nothing to do with that, and these people have an elevated C-reactive protein. Have you looked into that, and what's the relationship between that and, of course, the adequate levels of vitamin C?
Well, C-reactive protein is also intimately involved with inflammation. Inflammation is intimately involved with low levels, low degrees of infection, bacteria and other microbes in the blood vessel walls. And all of these things are tremendously associated with an accelerated consumption of vitamin C. In places where you have atherosclerosis already in the blood vessel wall, behind these areas, biopsied areas of the blood vessel wall show little or no vitamin C. And in one sense, the entire atherosclerotic plaque process appears to, at one level, to be a compensatory mechanism for there not being enough vitamin C to synthesize the collagen and other connective tissue elements that you need to maintain a strong blood vessel.
And can I just comment for our listeners that you need vitamin C to create the collagen. Collagen is intimately involved with vitamin C. If you don't have vitamin C, you don't get good strong collagen. You don't get the hyaluronic acid, which is in the space in between the collagen fibers. So collagen is the fibrous element that makes up our tendons and really gives a structure to our society. Would that be a fair statement, Doctor?
Yes, absolutely, no question.
All right, fine. And then, of course, in bones, why the collagen gets to be ossified. And, of course, that's why we have it has structure, because it takes on an apatite or calcium phosphate crystals. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I think that most people have ignored vitamin C, and I think we owe Linus Pauling a debt of gratitude for being willing to be ridiculed and laughed at and scorned, because he was saying that vitamin C had all sorts of beneficial effects. In fact, he felt that along with cancer therapy, that this vitamin C could be beneficial for, even for the treatment of cancer, didn't he?
Absolutely, no question. He did a study and showed that 10 grams of vitamin C a day substantially decreased the symptomatology associated with cancer, and in the group of patients that he studied, increased their longevity. So, actually for cancer patients, they end up really needing much higher doses than just 10 grams of vitamin C a day, but Pauling was able to show as a true pioneer that dose alone was able to make a significant difference.
Of course, it doesn't keep you from using the other types of treatment, but I think that probably, does it make you feel better if you're getting all chemotherapy and all these other things, radiation? Does the vitamin C make you feel better?
No question. virtually all forms of chemotherapy and definitely all forms of radiation induce their effects by pro-oxidant mechanisms.
In other words, they oxidize the cells, causing the rust,
yes,
right?
And all of the damage that they do that's not desirable to the regular tissues is oxidant in nature. So the vitamin C is absolutely the best thing in the world to come along and help repair the damage that was done to the tissues that you didn't want it to damage after the chemotherapy and the radiation.
Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from Arkansas. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you tonight?
Doing fine, thanks.
Okay, this gentleman is saying a lot of the same things Bill Sardi has been saying, and I listen to a lot of talk radio, obviously, and I've this is kind of a two-part question. The first thing is a local lady who gets on the radio here in Northwest Arkansas said that in order to get the same amount of vitamin C from an orange, you'd have to take a tablet of 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. In which case you're better off eating the real McCoy, the real product, which is the orange or the grapefruit. And number two, I've also heard on various shows, especially shows on the shortwave radio, that when you go in and you buy something called vitamin C, you're buying these tablets that say ascorbic acid, which are not really the genuine vitamin C and don't have any of, and it's just ascorbic acid, period. It hasn't got what genuine vitamin C has.
All right, but
includes a lot of other products, in which case, what sort of vitamins and what brand of vitamins would you suggest we buy?
All right, let's start with the first question. What about the statement, well, you're far better off eating the orange. If you want 1,000 milligrams, was it 1,000 milligrams? That would be about a gram. So if you want the vitamin C, well, you're better off eating oranges. Do you think you can get, how much do you get out of an orange?
I'd never advise against eating fresh fruits and vegetables, absolutely. However, I believe the numbers cited are substantially in error. Most oranges that you eat are going to have well less than 100 milligrams of vitamin C per orange. So in order to get 1 gram, you'd have to have over 10 oranges.
All right, fine. So
most people are not going to indulge in that type of fruit eating. The other thing, the types of vitamin C, is there's a lot of things that work with vitamin C synergistically, bioflavonoids, all of which have their own antioxidant abilities. However, all of the studies that I've cited in my book and all of the patients that I've treated intravenously has been just with vitamin C, which is, in fact, ascorbic acid, or more specifically, the ascorbic anion. So it can be sodium ascorbate, hydrogen ascorbate, ascorbic acid, calcium ascorbate, magnesium ascorbate, but the ascorbate anion is what is vitamin C, and when you take a high enough dosage of that, you will get the salutary positive beneficial effects on a wide variety of different infections and a wide variety of different toxin exposures.
And of course,
more antioxidants you can take in general, they all work synergistically with the vitamin C, so I'm not at all. I have nothing at all against taking bioflavonoids and coenzyme Q10 and N-acetyl-cysteine and you name it. They all work together synergistically, but no, ascorbic acid alone is vitamin C, and a high enough dose of that will have these positive effects.
Where do you get the intravenous vitamin C? Is this available from a pharmacy?
They have a few companies in the country. McGuff is one of them, and they provide 25 grams of vitamin C as ascorbic acid buffered with sodium bicarbonate to a pH of 5.5 to 7.0 in 50 cc's. And so you add that to 400 or 500 cc's of sterile water or D5W or Ringer's lactate. And you have a 25-gram infusion, two vials, and you have a 50-gram infusion.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Nan, who's calling from Arena. And, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Nan, is that you?
Yes, hi. Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm pretty good today. I'm calling because my mom has been in the hospital recently, and she's been suffering with this atrial fibrillation, where the heartbeat is very strange. All of a sudden, just it starts going very, very fast.
Right, and it's really rather frightening. And of course, atrial fibrillation, there's flutter, and then there's fibrillation. Fibrillation is very irregular. And of course, atrial fibrillation is bad. Ventricular fibrillation is fatal. So what was your question?
Yes, I was wondering, because they did so many tests on her. They said that her cholesterol was normal, and in fact, her heart is very, very strong. Could this be something due to a deficiency that's causing it?
All right, Dr. Levy, do you want to, of course, hazard a guess on that without knowing? Nan is asking, auricular fibrillation, could this be some sort of a deficiency disease, or is this some sort of a conduction defect? Is there something that could be done? Of course, ordinarily we used to give digitalis to control that. I don't know what they give today. It's been a long time since I did that sort of medicine. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Levy?
Well, atrial fibrillation is a mixed bag that can come from any of a number of different etiologies and sources. Usually patients are sensitive to stimulants, to caffeine, to internal adrenaline, and to sometimes different types of food. Alcohol will stimulate extra beats that can produce this. And depending on how long the atrial fibrillation has been present, you can then start to get secondary enlargement of the atrial chamber. And after this happens, the situation generally stays chronic, and the person can't be expected to reasonably return to what's called the regular rhythm or the normal sinus rhythm. I can't say that I'm aware of a specific deficiency syndrome that would result in atrial fibrillation, however.
So I think you're going to have to go with conventional medicine there, Nan. Any other questions?
Well, just that it's troublesome because she's tried two different medications, and they have not worked and given her some really bad side effects. One was Digitex, and the other one, Coreg.
All right. Of course, the Digitex would be a modern-day variant of Digitalis, which was the traditional medication that we used to give for auricular fibrillation half a century ago when I was practicing medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, God bless, and thanks very much.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. And, somebody had called in and said, look, what about people who have a really sensitive stomach and have problems? And, of course, those would be the ones that would take these vitamin C, wouldn't it be?
Absolutely. I haven't run into anybody yet that doesn't tolerate the liposomal form of vitamin C just fine.
So it's the liposomal form of vitamin C.
The liposome encapsulated.
Okay, fine. And they want to know where to get it. Let's give that website again that you'd given out.
Okay, www.liveonlabs. It's LIVONLABS. No E. It's LIVONLABS.com.
All right. Live on Labs. Go there and check it out. I don't know anything about the product, but certainly Dr. Levy feels that it's good and well worthwhile. It's not available in stores then?
No, not at this time.
Okay, fine. Is it a fairly new product then?
Yes, it is. I think it's not much more than about 1 year.
All right, fine.
It's been out for about 1 year.
All right. Now, what about taking vitamin C with, you know, if you're going to take fairly substantial doses, what about taking with other foods? Would that tend to cause it to be less irritating?
Well, for sensitive stomachs, absolutely. Absolutely. That would be one thing to do if you just have a regular form of vitamin C and you either don't desire or don't have access to the liposome encapsulated forms. Taking your C, taking any supplements with food will pretty much in general decrease sensitivity of that nature.
And of course it won't then decrease its effectiveness?
Not for the vitamin C. I mean, there might be other supplements that are inhibited in their absorption by a stomach full of food, but there shouldn't be that problem with vitamin C, no.
Well, I thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a fascinating hour. I really enjoyed it. Our guest has been Dr. Thomas Levy. Oh, do you want to get at your website?
My website is peakenergy.com. P-E-A-K-E-N-E-R-G-Y. Peakenergy.com.
Peakenergy.com. And I just went to Google and found Dr. Thomas Levy, and that's how we were able to get it. So God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our Of course, I hope you enjoyed our program with Dr. Thomas Levy. We do have a four-tape set on ascorbic acid, on vitamin C, and I think you'll find a lot of fascinating information there. It's mostly my conversations with Bill Sardi as we explore this whole incredible subject. We also, of course, carry a book on magnesium. Somebody had called in about auricular fibrillation. It's Carol Dean's book on magnesium. In fact, you can get that part of our healthcare special, which is, of course, her book and Shane Ellison's book on the statin drugs, and our four tapes out on the vitamin C, and our four tapes set on the statin drugs. And so many people are on statin drugs. Nobody ever tells them it's going to lower CoQ10. It's going to give them an increased tendency towards cancer. It's going to create dementia. It's going to decrease their sex drive because it lowers the cholesterol and your sexual hormones come from that. They know exactly what they're doing. It's wonderful for fertility control. It's wonderful for population control. One of the greatest advertising scams of all time. Oh, you've got to take that. You're going to die. Well, let me tell you, if you do take the statin drugs, you're going to die, too. The question is, are they going to protect you from dying? If you'd like to get the package insert in the PDR on Crestor, which is the most effective of all of the statin drugs, it really will lower your cholesterol very efficiently, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for the package insert on Crestor and see what it really says about how it protects you in your heart from heart attacks and from dying. See what it really says. And, of course, remember, they put out page after page and fine print just to confuse you. They use big words. But see what it really says. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the article on Crestor that comes from the physician's desk reference. And find out, and then ask your doctor, well, if it really says this, why are you putting me on this? If it doesn't influence cardiac morbidity and cardiac mortality, why am I spending all this money on a product that's not going to make me live any longer or save me from dying from heart disease? So, anyway, you need to get the information, and, of course, you need, of course, to get Shane Ellison's excellent book on statin drugs. We carry Dr. Marcia Angel's drugs. And Dr. Marcia Angel, remember we mentioned her earlier, she was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine and, of course, a staff physician at Harvard. And they have come after her, done everything they could to silence her. She will not even answer her emails. At least I've tried it four or five times to reach her. And when I debated somebody from the pharmaceutical industry, from big pharmacy companies that pay big bucks to get people to go on the air to debate these issues, and the subject of Marshall Angel came up, he knew exactly how many times she'd been on the radio. Obviously, they're tracking her very closely. They're tracking Dr. Marcia Angel. Why? She wanted to devote a book, The Truth About the Drug Companies. We carry that book. We carry so much more. For your health, you need to get health and nutrition secrets that can save your life. You need to understand how they're poisoning our children with fluoride. You need to get the book, The Fluoride Deception. As far as the vaccines, you need to get the book, The Virus and the Vaccine. They contaminated all of us with a monkey cancer virus. They knew they were doing it. As far as the mercury and the vaccines, why, you need to get the book written by David Kirby on the vaccines, of the thimerosal and the vaccines. And we have so much other information. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We have four tape sets on how they're poisoning us with fluoride in the water. If any of you would like to see a copy of the article from Time Magazine, only place it was mentioned in the entire America, that 7,000 employees of the EPA had petitioned the EPA to stop putting fluoride in the water because it was a deadly poison. And you remember when you heard that from Rush Limbaugh or the others? You're not going to hear it. Oh, but of course, we'll be glad to send you that article. In fact, we're going to be talking about the water fluoridation this coming Saturday. But it's too late now to make your reservations. You'll have to make your reservations for our seminar next year. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free newsletter on water fluoridation, we'll send it to you. Pray for America. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.